Listening to our Voter 2020 conversations on KAXE KBXE, member supported radio in northern Minnesota, bringing you conversations with the people running for office. That includes people running to be a judge. In Minnesota, it has only happened once in our history that someone running for judge, not appointed, won that race. It's highly unusual that in Judicial District 9 this year, of the 12 judges up for re-election, 2 have opponents. You can hear the conversations with the seated judges. That includes Charles Halverson as well as Jana Ostad at our website, kaxe.org. Judge Jana M. Ostad is currently the assistant chief judge for Judicial District 9. Her opponent, James Hughes, joins us now on KEXE, KBXE. Thanks so much for talking with us today, James.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into law, and then what led you to run for judge now.
All right. Well, I was originally born and raised in the Chicago area in Illinois, and my background really includes typical jobs for a young kid. I worked some retail. I worked some fast food. So I've been a retail worker. I moved on in my career and became a banker. And I spent 10 years with the JPMorgan Chase organization. Some of the people in that organization that I truly admired were the trust and estate officers. And I went to law school in 2008, actually thinking that I was going to end up behind a desk and helping people write trusts and wills and protect their assets. Went to the University of Nebraska for law school and became involved in a civil litigation program. So it was much along the lines of providing free legal care and legal services to people that don't have money but needed access to the court. And through the course of that experience, I really found that litigation was where my passion in law lied. And I had family in Minnesota. So as I grew up, I spent summers going up to my grandparents' lake house in Prior Lake, and then ultimately Burnsville when they moved, and then ultimately Pine River when they moved to Cass County up here in the 9th Judicial District. I took the Minnesota Bar and passed that, and found myself in Bemidji working at a law firm just over in Cass Lake on the Leech Lake Reservation, and that's where I've been since 2012.
What interests you in running to be a judge now?
You know, throughout my career, I've been a leader. And whether that meant quick promotions to supervisory positions or just being looked to as a person who can support and help make decisions in a business environment, that's just the personality and that's just the skill set that I think I possess. I've practiced the majority of my career in Cass County and in front of the judge who occupies seat 19, whoever that would have happened to be. And, you know, at this point, I think a change is needed. I think that there's a new skill set that we need on that seat and in that position. And I think I bring that to the table. I've got good relationships in the Cass County Courthouse. I've got good relationships in the greater 9th District community. And I think that me on the bench is something that a lot of people are in need of and something I'm willing to provide as a, not just a career change for myself, but you know, a service to the people in this district.
So it is unusual to run an election to be a judge if you haven't been before. What do you know about, what do you think about the process of appointments of judges in the state of Minnesota?
Well, you know, the judicial appointment process is something that's governed by the Minnesota State Constitution. So Article 6, Section 8 talks about the governor being in a position to appoint judges to the district courts when there is a vacancy on the bench. And so that's what happens. But that portion of the Constitution goes on to say that those judges who are appointed by the governor are then to be elected for 6-year terms by the people. So essentially what that means to me is that our Constitution has put a check on executive power and given the judicial election or the judicial retention power back to the people. And, you know, in Minnesota, we've got governors in St. Paul. They come from different ideologies, different political mindsets. And, you know, in 2013, Governor Dayton appointed a judge to the bench on seat 19. And so, you know, you ask yourself, why? Was it strictly the person's qualifications? Was it something more? You know, and I think about recent appointments to the bench by our executive. Would Barack Obama have appointed John Roberts to San Alito? Probably not in the U.S. Supreme Court. Would George Bush have appointed Sonia Sotomayor or Elena Kagan? Probably not. And I think there's a reason right now people are paying close attention to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health. The mindset or the judicial qualities of a permanent bench are extremely important to the people who are governed and ultimately have to be subjected to a judge's decision. And so, you know, when the governor's values match up or don't match up with the people who are governed by the judges that they place on the bench, our Constitution gives those people the ability to decide, yes, governor, you got it right, or no, governor, I'd like to see somebody else. So it's a constitutional process, and at this point, I don't have any qualms with that. So there's definitely criticism out there. If you read the scholars, they have various positions on whether judges should be subject to election, but this is what we have in Minnesota.
We're talking with James Hughes as part of our Meet the Candidate series on KAXE, KBXE. He is running to be a judge in the 9th District in Minnesota. You talked about the appointments by the governor. It's an extensive process they go through to become judge. Have you ever gone about it in that way to put your name in to be considered for appointment? Or what do you know about that whole process?
Sure, I have not, but I've had colleagues who have, some successfully and some who have gone through the process and it didn't work out. You know, at the end of the day, I think the governor makes a decision that clearly is not in a vacuum. You know, he receives word and advice from the people in the Judicial Selection Committee. But, you know, again, I have a hard time believing that it's not a political process. And so, you know, rather than put myself in a position where I've subjected myself to an executive's decision, I think I'd like to leave it to the people.
Tell us your thoughts about part of being a judge is you're required to be nonpartisan. What do you think of that, and how will that be for you if you were elected to be judge?
Well, I'm currently nonpartisan. I don't, at this point, have my name on the roster or the rolls of any major political party. I think nonpartisan judges are what the public deserves and expects. That doesn't mean, though, that a judge can't have conservative or, you know, ultimately traditional views of how they want to perform their job. I do believe that judges have a duty to restrain themselves from exercising more power than what the Constitution and the statutes allow. I do think that judges have a duty not just to follow the law, but to follow the law in a fashion that is acceptable to those that they govern. So the reality in Minnesota is the judges have fairly broad discretion to do what they want, so long as it's in accordance with our statutes or the rules of judicial, professional, and court conduct. And so, you know, what does that mean? Does it mean that a judge should throw the book at everybody who comes before them in a criminal case? Maybe, maybe not. You know, does it mean that a judge should treat a father differently than a mother in a child custody case? Probably not. So, you know, a person's ideology ultimately will reflect itself in a judicial decision. So there's really no way, as far as I can tell, to remove your personhood or remove who you are from a decision that you make on the bench, so long as it's in accordance with the law. But at the end of the day, I think in Minnesota we have different viewpoints, and our people have different viewpoints of what they expect from a judge. And I think some judicial conservatism is a little bit more in line with what Northern Minnesota expects right now.
The 9th Judicial District is a little unique in that they do something called a treatment court. Can you tell us what that is and your thoughts on it as a lawyer?
Sure. Well, you know, when we talk about treatment courts, it's not just the 9th District that does them. There are treatment courts of various types throughout the state and throughout the country. In, Cass County, there's a treatment court that is a joint jurisdiction between the state of Minnesota and the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. So if that's specifically the question, I can try to address that. If it's about treatment courts in general, I can address that too.
I'm kind of looking for both of those things.
Well, I'll go more macro with it, and I'll start in talking about treatment courts in Minnesota in general. Our constitution and our statutes and our rules of procedure in court that are established by our Supreme Court talk about a lot of things. They talk about conciliation courts, family courts, and juvenile courts, but what they don't talk about in any direct fashion is treatment courts. So by and large, these are, at least from my perspective, creations of local judiciaries, creations of local actors. And I think it's unfortunate because we do have ultimately a lack of true uniformity and true structure in the state. I think that lack of structure is ripe for abuse of power. I think that that lack of structure is something that can and probably should be corrected by our legislature and our Supreme Court, but we're not there yet. So the treatment courts ultimately rise and fall on the strength of the people who are running them. Just as a means of contrast, some other Midwest states, Illinois, Indiana, they've got actual statutes that talk about what and how and in what fashion these treatment courts are to operate. So while I have no qualms about the existence of the treatment courts, I think in many respects they do help the participants who they are targeted to help. We need more structure so that there's some further check on judicial power. As it relates specifically, though, to the treatment court in Cass County, it was something that was created many years ago, farther back than either me or my opponent and our involvement there. But there's some additional jurisdictional power that the Leech Lake Band has over its people and over its territory, so within the confines of the reservation. I think in Cass County, there's a unique opportunity there for Leech Lake to exercise its inherent criminal jurisdiction over its people and perhaps impose some changes or impose some rules and regulations before we get through the Supreme Court process in Minnesota or before we get through the legislative process in Minnesota. Everybody knows those things take a while to accomplish, but at the end of the day, that is my concern with treatment courts. My professional career, we do support a treatment court locally. I do have an attorney who is staffed as a defense attorney on a treatment court locally, but if appointed to the bench or I guess elected to the bench in this instance, I think there would need to be some serious reevaluation of the role that judges play in these specialty programs, absent some legislative or some Supreme Court guidance that would apply to all courts across the state.
James, before we go, running to be a judge and judge elections in general are not, as we typically think of people running for election. So how are you approaching this election? How are you reaching people?
I'm trying to share the message in as grassroots a fashion as I can. I do have a website, letjames.net. I have a Facebook page and a good deal of followers, and I've got signs all over the place. But you're right. They're not your traditional election. I'm not out there swinging mud at my opponent. She's a fine person. I'm not sending flyers in the mail. But I think by word of mouth and letting people know who I am and what I'm about, sharing the word, I sincerely hope that people will see that they feel like a person like me should be on the bench in the 9th district. They'll tell their friends, they'll tell their neighbors, and come November 3rd, we'll see a change on the bench.
You can find more information at electjames.net. That's James Hughes running to be a judge in Minnesota's 9th District. Thanks for your time today.
Heidi, thank you.